Well, number one, I've done this for 51 years, and it has been very challenging. We've had other challenging years. The year I actually started farming full-time, it rained until the 14th of May, and we were still back doing a lot of tillage. I think I got done the 4th of June that year. One year on this particular farm, it was I think the 16th of June before I got done planting corn, and then I started planting beans. But this year it is. It's just you're about 1 day or 2 days away from having it to where you can really go, but you go anyway.
And we're talking to you on, I think, the 25th of May. Where are you at as we talk to you today?
I have about 60% of my corn planted and no beans.
Wow. So you still got a lot of work to do, and I know we had some rain this morning. The sun is out today as we speak, but more rain in the forecast for Sunday and Monday. I don't know if you call it preventive efforts, but trying to get water out of the field some way, somehow this spring. So what did that force you to do? Can you kind of explain that situation and what you did?
Well, I did. I went up to one particular field, and it has always been a low spot just inside of the gateway. And I got a laser and dug a trench. Some of it, it wasn't for, well, put it in a farmer's perspective, it was probably about 40 rods long. And I took 14 inches of dirt out and put it in some of the low spots. And we do have it drained. There is still a small amount of water standing there, but it's not a foot deep. It's only 1 inch deep now.
And is that more out of frustration or idle time or a little of both?
Probably a little of both. It's something I've wanted to do for a long time, and I finally just said it's too muddy to do anything. Probably shouldn't even been out there doing that when I did it, but I wanted to get it done and see if I could alleviate the problem.
You brought up an interesting comment here at this event today that I thought was interesting. You said, I think, you don't look this old. You said you're 69. You look a lot younger than that, but you said, you know, these planning decisions and these market decisions that you have to make with the trade going on with USMCA, whether it be China and now the spring planting challenges, the market facilitation stuff, the prevent plant. And you said, you know, I look at it maybe a little bit different than a younger farmer producer. I'm 69, maybe a farmer that's 35, 40, they're looking at decisions maybe a little bit differently. Can you kind of elaborate a little bit on that? That was an interesting comment I thought you made today.
Well, I guess I've been there. I mean, let's face it. Yeah, I was 25, 35 once upon a time, had a young family. You have certain things. I mean, you gotta pay the bills. That's all there is to it. Fortunately, through the years, I've probably acquired a little bit of money. I'm not a rich man, but it makes it a little easier. I mean, I could take prevent plant and at least hold my money together, whereas some of these individuals, they're just getting started, and taking a prevent plant, taking half of what you could get is not going to work for them.
Well, and I was talking to Miranda Biddle, who's at the other end of the spectrum, a younger producer, and I asked her, you know, how patiently can you wait, or how impatiently can you wait with all these things that are going on and continue to go on, and there's no real resolution right now in any of them?
No, there's not. I mean, if it's too wet, it's just too wet. That's all there is to it. And like I said, there again, for somebody older like me that doesn't have all that weight on their shoulders, I don't want to, but I'm resigned to the fact that if I have to take a prevent plant, I can probably do it. Still, for lack of better words, hold my money together.